Today in History, August 13. The Berlin Wall began dividing a city and a world. On August 13, 1961, Berlin woke to a city that had suddenly changed. During the night, East German police, military forces, and other security units moved into position along the dividing line between East and West Berlin. Barbed wire, barricades, and other temporary obstacles were erected to prevent movement between the two sides. What began as a rapidly constructed barrier would eventually become the Berlin Wall, one of the most recognizable symbols of the Cold War. The events of August 13th cannot be understood without looking at the situation in Germany after the Second World War. After Nazi Germany was defeated in 1945, the country was divided into occupation zones controlled by the United States, Britain, France, and the Soviet Union. Berlin, although located deep inside the Soviet occupation zone, was also divided among the victorious powers. As relations between the Soviet Union and the Western Allies deteriorated, Germany eventually became divided into two separate states with opposing political systems. Berlin remained divided as well, making the city one of the most sensitive locations in the emerging Cold War. The situation became increasingly difficult for East Germany during the 1950s. Large numbers of people were leaving the country and heading west. Many traveled through Berlin, where the border between the eastern and western parts of the city was still relatively accessible compared with other routes out of East Germany. According to Berlin historical sources, around 2.5 million people left East Germany for the West between the establishment of the country and 1961. Many were young people, workers, and professionals. The loss of so many citizens created serious economic and political concerns for the East German leadership. The problem became particularly serious in the summer of 1961. More than 30,000 East German residents traveled to West Berlin during July alone, the highest monthly figure since 1953. For the East German government, this was not simply a matter of people moving from one place to another. It represented a continuing loss of workers and skilled people, and a visible challenge to the legitimacy of the East German system. Berlin had therefore become a unique escape route. People could live in East Berlin, work, or visit relatives in the West, and in some cases, use West Berlin as a route to West Germany. The continued movement of people made the city increasingly difficult for East Germany to control. The leadership eventually decided that the border had to be closed. The international situation was already extremely tense. In July 1961, U.S. President John F. Kennedy publicly outlined what he considered the essential interests of the Western powers in Berlin: the right of the Western Allies to remain in the city, their right of access to Berlin, and the survival and self-determination of West Berlin. At the same time, East German leader Walter Ulbricht received Soviet approval for measures intended to stop the continuing flow of people to the West. During the night of August 12 to 13, East German forces began sealing the border. Police, border troops, and military units moved into the city and established barriers along the sector boundary. Roads were blocked, rail connections were disrupted, and barbed wire fences appeared in locations where people had previously crossed with relatively few restrictions. By the morning of August 13th, the physical division of Berlin had become unmistakable. The first barrier was not the massive concrete structure that later became famous. The initial system consisted largely of barbed wire and temporary obstacles. Over the following days and years, however, these defenses were developed into a far more sophisticated border system. Concrete walls, metal fencing, patrol roads, lighting, observation towers, and controlled areas were added. Berlin's official historical records state that the border fortifications were repeatedly modified, expanded, and strengthened during the 28 years between the construction and the fall of the wall. For ordinary Berliners, the effect was immediate and deeply personal. A street that had previously connected neighborhoods could suddenly become a dead end. A person could wake up and discover that relatives, friends, colleagues, or workplaces were now on the other side of a heavily guarded border. The division was not simply a line on a political map. It changed daily life. Historical documentation shows that the wall immediately interrupted movement between East and West Berlin. Before the wall, people could cross the internal city border through many locations. After its construction, only a small number of crossings remained. One of the most famous was Checkpoint Charlie, which became a globally recognized symbol of the Cold War. The division also affected the city's transportation network. Rail and subway connections were disrupted, and stations that once formed part of the ordinary urban transportation system became inaccessible or heavily controlled. Berlin was no longer functioning simply as one city. It had become a front line between two political systems. The Western response was complicated. West Berliners were angry and frightened, while Western governments had to consider how far they could challenge the East German action without triggering a much larger confrontation with the Soviet Union. The situation demonstrated the dangerous balance of the Cold War. The United States and its allies were determined to defend their position in West Berlin, but they also wanted to avoid turning the crisis into a direct military conflict between nuclear powers. West Berlin's mayor, Willy Brandt, became one of the most visible political figures during the crisis. Historical photographs show him watching the construction of the wall near the Brandenburg Gate on August 13, 1961. His presence and response helped him become an important figure in West Berlin's history and later in West German politics. As the years passed, the Berlin Wall became much more than a simple wall. It developed into a heavily guarded border system designed to prevent people from leaving East Germany. The security zone included multiple layers of barriers and observation facilities. The purpose was to make unauthorized crossings extremely difficult and dangerous. Despite these controls, people continued to look for ways to escape. Some tried to cross the barriers directly. Others searched for hidden routes or constructed tunnels. Escape attempts became a significant part of the history of the wall, reflecting the determination of individuals who wanted the freedom to choose where they lived. A later escape operation through a tunnel demonstrated both the risks involved and the lengths people were willing to go to overcome the border. The wall also divided families. Some people had relatives only a short distance away but could no longer visit them freely. Others lost access to workplaces, schools, neighborhoods, or familiar parts of the city. For people who grew up after 1961, the divided city became normal life. A generation of Berliners spent their childhood and early adulthood knowing the wall as a permanent part of their surroundings. The Berlin Wall remained in place for 28 years. During that time, it became one of the strongest physical representations of the Cold War. It represented the political division between East and West, but it also represented a much more personal conflict between state control and individual freedom. The wall's existence also changed the meaning of Berlin itself. The city became a place where two political systems faced each other directly. Military forces from the United States and the Soviet Union remained nearby, while checkpoints and border crossings became internationally recognized symbols of the confrontation. Berlin was no longer merely a divided German city. It had become one of the central stages of the Cold War. The story eventually moved in the opposite direction. By the late 1980s, political change was spreading across Eastern Europe. Pressure for greater freedom of movement increased inside East Germany, and the government faced growing public demonstrations and demands for reform. On November 9, 1989, an announcement concerning travel regulations triggered huge crowds at border crossings. The barriers were eventually opened, and Berliners from both sides began crossing freely. The contrast between August 13, 1961, and November 9, 1989, could hardly have been greater. In 1961, a city was suddenly sealed and divided. In 1989, people gathered at the barriers and helped turn them into openings. The wall that had represented separation for nearly three decades became one of the most powerful images of political change in modern European history. The Wutau, fall of the wall, eventually contributed to the reunification of Germany. The physical barriers disappeared from most of the city, although sections were preserved as historical memorials. Today, Berlin contains many reminders of the division, including surviving sections of the wall, memorial sites, and former border locations. The city that was once divided has become a major symbol of European reunification. Looking back at August 13, 1961, therefore means remembering more than the construction of a physical barrier. It means remembering the people whose everyday lives were changed by political decisions made during the Cold War. The wall separated streets, neighborhoods, workplaces, friends, and families. It demonstrated how quickly political conflict could transform ordinary urban life. The date also reminds us that political borders are not always permanent. The Berlin Wall stood for 28 years and appeared to many people to be an unavoidable part of life. Yet it eventually fell, and the city was reunited. August 13 is therefore a date of both division and historical reflection. It marks the beginning of one of the most famous barriers in modern history. But it also allows us to remember what happened when that barrier eventually disappeared. The Berlin Wall became a symbol of the Cold War because it physically represented a world divided by competing political systems. Its fall later became a symbol of the possibility of overcoming those divisions. Today, the streets of Berlin no longer function as the divided city of 1961. Yet the memory of that morning remains important. A city that had once been separated by barbed wire and concrete eventually became whole again. August 13, 1961, reminds us how quickly freedom of movement can disappear, and how deeply political decisions can affect ordinary human lives.